What's up, y'all? It's your man Ernest, and you love Ernest. Same guy, different name. Back again with another episode of the My Two Cents podcast. Yes, I am back-ish. So let me just get right into this episode. We have a review for Isaiah Rashad's new album, The House Is Burning. So, without burying the lead and letting y'all waiting, I'm going to start off with the pros of this album. The smooth southern tracks and the smooth southern feel. I really enjoyed that aspect of this album here. This is something that I found joy in even before moving to the South. I found joy in that aspect of southern hip hop. It just, you know, I guess, you know, once you get here, once you live here, and you start to immerse yourself more so within the southern lifestyle, or at least the black southern lifestyle, when it comes to, you know, hip hop and all that, you will start to feel that even more, or at least for me, you'll start to feel that even more. And you will want to continue to listen to this type of music and these types of artists who make this sound. Whether it be occasionally or that's a part of their style. And I was glad to hear that on this album here. Like I said, that was part of the joy that I got from this album. Some more of the pros from this album, the rapping when it was audible. I mean, Isaiah Rashad is not a terrible rapper, so of course you're going to get dope lines, dope lyrics, you know, songs with some good meaning to it, songs that are just, you know, whatever. But at the same time, the rapping wasn't bad. That wasn't the, you know, turn off about this album, at least, or at least the slight turn off about this album. But as far as just the feel and the sound, you know, and the occasional skits, that was cool. And the good production throughout this album. I can't really say much else for me was a pro. Now, I am kind of stalling for time because just a little bit, because I'm going to get some water, because I gave water, so you might hear the smooth sounds of water being poured into a cup while the beat plays in the background. All right, now. Okay, yeah, y'all know what the deal is. Come on now. If you've been listening to this podcast long enough, you know what the dealio is, all right? So, let's get into the cons. So, cons on this album is, as I was saying before, when I said that when it was audible, when the lyrics were audible, and you didn't have to go on, you didn't have to look up the lyrics yourself and read along while listening to the song to understand what is being said. Those aspects, when you didn't have to do that, that was the fun part about listening to this album or any album, right? But there were certain times, too many times for my liking, at least, on this album, where that wasn't the case, where if you want to know what was being said, at least for me, again, I'm only speaking for me, this is my review, of course, I had to look up the lyrics, listen to the song, read along while listening, like this was an audiobook and not an album, you know? So that was something that was a bit of a turnoff, because it was overpowered by the beat, and the beat was good. Don't get me wrong, for the most part, when those situations happened, it wasn't like, oh man, this song is terrible and I don't know what Isaiah is saying. You know, And there were times on this album where the features overpowered him in all sense of the word, meaning that they were not only more audible than he was, but the feature was better than him on his own track. For you know, examples of that happening on this album, what's his name? YGTUT? I don't know how to pronounce that, but he was one of my favorite features on here. SZA was another one. And those are just two examples of... He's got features, not all over this album, but he's got quite a few features. And those are the two memorable ones. Those aren't the only two examples. Let me put it that way. Those are not the only two examples of features on this album sounding better than Isaiah on his own track. But those are my two notable favorite features on this album that I was like, yeah, Isaiah, I don't understand why you're not. It's like this lack of energy, low energy, lack of effort. Like, you don't even sound like you wanna do this song or whatever, or make this song. Your features are out here crushing it on your own track, you know. And that goes into another con that I had. Although I do like the smooth southern tracks, there were quite a few songs that was too laid back and too low energy. And there was moments on this album, like I said, that was too, I have it here in my notes, low energy moments. Again, you know, this is someone that we haven't heard for some time now. And if you are a fan of Isaiah Rashad, or you just wanted to listen to some, you know, new Isaiah music, whether you're a big fan or not, I'm pretty sure that you would want to. Yeah, he is known for the laid back sound and everything. And I'm not saying he got to be hyped, but it's not as if he hasn't been hyped before. It's not. I've heard him in tracks, you know, be hyped and stuff. We've seen him in freestyles. Most notable one, to me at least, is the TDE freestyle that happened years ago. Isaiah crushed that. You know, energy high and everything. He crushed that. So I know it's something that he can do. Some of his older tracks when he first came out were high energy tracks, you know, and then he started going into the lower energy stuff as well, and that was cool, and that is cool, and I like it when he does it. But some tracks is just, I feel as though, again, if the features are going a certain way, then I don't understand why you wouldn't want to match that energy, or at least try to up that energy, being it is your song on your album. Okay. And then a last con that I had on this album was just what I have here, the unattractive cadence issues, where it just sounded like one of these young dudes that I don't listen to as far as the cadence and what he was doing. That's part of, I guess, the southern rap that I could care less about, or couldn't care less about, whatever the saying is. It's part of this stuff that I don't care, you know, those cadence issues, and it's something that people who are into it, into, you know, southern rap, hip hop, or whatever, or at least used to the sound, it's something that they are, again, used to the sound, right? It's something that they're accustomed to, and again, it's a sound that I've been hearing for a long time, ever since I, you know, was listening to, you know, southern artists and stuff. But at the same time, that doesn't mean, because I've, for me, just because I've been listening to it for years doesn't mean that it's a sound that I traditionally like, you know. All in all, this was an album that I felt could have been better. It is not too bad to the point to where that I'm like, man, I really waited X amount of years for this, you know. But it is, it's not that, but it's definitely not as, you know, and that could be an expectation thing, but it's not as grand as it should be, or at least I believe that this album could have been. You know, I think the lead up to this album, prior to it dropping, him dropping tracks pretty much every week, and then a number of those tracks not being on this album, I don't have a problem with that at all. It's just, I think the lead up to the album was I don't want to say all hype, but it definitely built up a little bit for me, because I don't even see people hype about this or whatever. Literally, when it dropped, it was like one and done. But at the same time, I also don't pay attention to what other people are saying at this point. Not too many other reviewers or just critics in general that I listen to in general. But all in all, this album could have been better, but it's not as bad as other albums. So, yeah. Give this album a 6 out of 10. And that is my thoughts. I do have favorite tracks, so y'all let me know what you think about this album. The review is not over yet. I'm going to get into a commercial break, and then we'll get into my favorite tracks. Stay tuned. So I don't just like listening to music with a socially conscious message. I like to talk about these things as well. And I do so on the Earnest Thoughts podcast. The Earnest Thoughts podcast is a weekly podcast just like this one, where I talk about social issues going on within the world, going on within the United States, life in general, pretty much everything that's outside of music specifically, because I have this wonderful podcast for that. So if you want to hear my thoughts on anything outside of the music, check out the Earnest Thoughts podcast. You can check that podcast out and subscribe to it on the same platforms you're listening to this podcast. I appreciate your listening. All right, we are back. And we got the favorite tracks here, and I have two. First one, Headshots. Headshots is one of the smooth tracks that I was talking about, the smooth kind of southern feel to it, and I like it. Again, it is somewhat of a low energy, but not too low to where it bored me like the other tracks on this album. So Headshots did a good job at not only continuing to, you know, keep me entertained while listening to the track, but it was a mellow one as well. It wasn't super hype either. So kudos to, and it's just overall dope song. So that's why it's on my favorite tracks. Number two, and the other track on, fave track on here, All Herb. All Herb is probably the my favorite song on this album, period, in general. I do like how, again, how smooth it was, but how lively it is at the same time. Production, well, Isaiah did his thing on there. Features were cool as well, I believe. I don't think this was one of the memorable features on this album, but still. Nonetheless, it was a dope track, and my favorite track on this album, really smooth and lively, more so lively than on the smooth tip, but I really do like the production and the beat on this track here, All Her. So that's that. As I said, only two favorite tracks on this album, and that is the review. Y'all let me know what y'all think about this album. If you have checked it out, if you haven't checked it out, check it out first, and then let me know what you think about Isaiah Rashad's The House Is Burning. I still suggest that you check it out. Let me know what you think about my review. Let me know just all of that. You can send in a voice message feature if you want to. You'll be featured in the next episode, the My Two Cents Podcast. Hit the link in the description box below and find out how you can do that. Hit the other links in the description box below. That will help support what I do here. share this episode, share this podcast, subscribe, rate it, please, especially on Apple Podcasts. The highest rating, preferably, but rate it however you want to rate it. This helps out with the channel. And please, if you want to support monetarily, hit the donation link down there and hit up the PayPal link down there as well. Until next time, until next episode, you hear from me when you hear from me. Peace out.